Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Kingdom greetings and welcome to Tamai Deliverance Ministry Solemn Assembly in Johnson City, Tennessee. Hallelujah. We ask that you prepare your heart to receive that which God has for you in this hour. Be blessed.
Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord Jesus, for you are worthy, Lord God. There is no other like you, Lord Jesus. This is the day, Lord God, that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity, Lord God, to sing praises unto your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see this day, God, a day that was not promised unto us, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. There is no other like you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we come to lift your name up on high, Lord God. We come to reverence you, Lord God. Oh, Father, I bless the name, Lord God. I bless the name, Lord God. There is no other like you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I ask, God, that you would prepare our hearts, Lord God, to receive that which you have for us today, Lord God. Father God, we humble ourselves before you, Lord God. We bow down before the Holy of God. Hallelujah, the only God, the true and living God. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. We reverence you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Father, we welcome your presence in this place, Lord God. We welcome you, Lord God. We welcome you, Lord God. We ask, God, that you would forgive us, Lord, of all of our sins. Forgive us, Lord God, of all of our transgressions. Forgive us, God, of all of our iniquities, Lord God. Forgive us, Father, for every thought, Lord God, that we entertained last night in a corner, Lord God. Forgive us, Father God, for not doing what you want us to do, Lord God. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, for not being done yet, Lord God, in the work that you've given us to do, Lord God. Forgive us, Father, creating us, Lord God, a clean heart, Lord God, and renew the right spirit within us, Lord God. Father, I ask, God, that you would transform our minds, Lord God, that our mind is the mind of Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Do a work in us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, don't let us leave the way we came, Lord God. We're expecting, Lord God, for you to do great and mighty things within us, Lord God. We're looking, Father God, for a change, Lord God. I'm looking for a change in me, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Send your fire now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let it consume us, Lord God. Burn everything in us, Lord God. Burn anything around us, Lord God, that you did not plant there, Lord God. And Father, I ask, God, that you would release, Lord God, the rain from heaven, Lord God, to wash away every debris, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Wash us afresh, Lord God. Wash us afresh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, God. There ain't no other like the Lord God. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Hallelujah. And what the enemy was calling, God. Every gift, God. Every calling, God. Use it for your glory, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. That every person in this room, God, will you be used by you, God, for your glory, God. That we will exalt everything that you put in us, God, in the name of Jesus. That we will rob the grave. There will be no books going into the grave. Hallelujah. There will be no CDs going into the grave. In the name of Jesus. There will be no sermons, God, going into the grave, God. There will be no testimonies that go into the grave, God. We're going to use it, God. While we're all sitting inside of God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Anyway, God. Use us now, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let it stop in Tennessee, God. But when we get back to North Carolina, when we get back to Virginia, when we get back to South Carolina, and everywhere else we came from, God, continue to use us, God, with the same fervency, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let us rest, God. Let it be like fire set up in our bones, God, that we can't be still, God.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Heard this Jesus.
with your gift of God, holy God, in the name of Jesus. Anything not like you, God, purge it out, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Anything the enemy's trying to bring in, God, he binds him by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. He has no authority in this place, God. In the name of Jesus. But we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for a yoke that's easy and a burden that's light, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give us a new perception about our situation, God. Hallelujah. Let us see it through your eyes, God. Let us see it through the trust we have in you, God. Let us continue to pray the prayer of faith, God, that can move your hand, God. Hallelujah, God. Let us tap into that power, God. That dunamis power you have, God, in the name of Jesus, that is now residing on the inside of us, God, and we call in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God. Let us tap into it, God, in those times of affliction, God. Let him teach us, Lord God, how to trust you even the more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah for your mercy, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. You're wonderful, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We claim our victory. Hallelujah. We receive it, God, in the name of Jesus.
Financially and fiscally,
No man shall hold us down. No man shall call us a failure anymore. I will prevail and give to you, to my people. The presence of God will do it. It won't be by power, not by my might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Those that have been down and buried deep, I shall reach down and grab you. I shall raise you up. I shall hold you up. I shall prepare you. I shall send you forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. April, power of overcoming, you shall overcome. It will dominate now. You have been dominated. You let them walk on you on every area, every side of your life. You let allow people to say that evil within you, the evil within other men and other women that try to prevail against me, over you, through me, in you, using you to turn against me. I have called you back now. I've called my people back. I've called you back. You shall prevail. You shall prevail. You shall walk in the freedom. You shall walk in liberty. Nothing shall hold you down anymore. For I, the Lord thy God, shall raise you up. I shall present you to them. May it be my grace for you, all my daughters, all my sons, abundant grace and favor. I will multiply this season. Multiply this for you. Multiplication of grace in your life. Divine favor. I shall be first, though. Only me shall be first. I will be first. I will grow in you. I will grow in your life. I want to be a part of everything that you do and say. Grace and favor. Allow me, my daughters, my sons, to lead you. Allow you to catch on to my fiery hand, my precious love, my glory. I shall show you my glory, for they have not seen the true glory. But I shall show you my glory. My glory shall I show you, Jew. Breakthroughs, everything that has been held up, walls that's been formed around you, you shall break through. The desires of your heart shall be your elevation in me first. Miracles, I shall be promoted. I will be promoted through you, in you, in the name of Jesus. And you shall receive fire, real fire from God, Holy Ghost fire, fire that will burn through, fire that will burn up the shaft, fire, pure fire shall fall down, fire as Elijah had, fire from heaven, fire from God, July, perfection. He will perfect those things that concerneth you in the name of Jesus. Rest now in my ministry. Rest now with my family. Rest now in every area of your life. Rest now in your family. Rest in your family. Children, love your parents. Parents, love your children. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husbands. Walk in the family. Be one as I'm one in you in every area of your life. I will walk in and I will do supernatural things for you. I will give you supernatural victory. Victory. God is preparing us to sit at the table. August, August, new beginning. August, August. God surrounds us with a new blessing, causes us to increase in different lands and enlarges our territory. New levels will we go to. We shall go from glory to glory, and not just in words and sayings, but from glory to glory in Christ Jesus. Resurrection power, favor to favor, level to greatness, greatness in deliverance, greatness in wealth, greatness. I shall not die, but you shall live, all of you, my handmaidens, my handservants. You shall all live and not die. September, I shall give you multiplication. Soaking in me in the seasons of blessing. Soaking in me in everything that you touch, everywhere that you walk. You shall be just soaking in me, soaking in me. I will add unto you that latter rain. I will go forward in the name of Jesus. There will be no barren. And there will be no more barrenness in your life. For you have been a bare tree. But there will be no barrenness in your life. And I shall go forth in you. October shall be divine visitation. And I'm going to remove all obstacles, all people, everything. I'm going to remove everything. every night from you, but I shall give you wisdom. I shall give you wisdom, and I will lead my people over flowing living waters. I shall lead you. I will hear the voice of God, because the face of God is now shining upon his people. They will walk and not walk with any of the masses on, but they shall walk with the face of God shining through them and on them. And people will not see them anymore, but they shall see me. My face will shine through you. My face will shine through my people. My face will shine on my people. For my glory has come. My glory now has come. Soon I will come and I will take you away. I will come and take you away from this, and you shall be with me in paradise. For in November, get yourself ready for bountiful harvest. I shall operate in blessings that I have promised you. It will be a harvest, but not only a harvest for you to reap, but a harvest of souls. I will command them to come forth everywhere you turn. Everywhere you turn, you will see me in everything that you do. Come unto me. Come unto me, for I'm everywhere. You shall reap a harvest. There shall be a harvest for my people. For you have planted many seeds. Some of your seeds have not shown up yet, but in November, a harvest, bountiful harvest shall come. In December, look for and expect the end, for he will give us good. He will give us perfect this month, everything to walk into newness. God will cause every good to come unto us. Men will pour into our bosom. Men will pour out their treasures unto us. We will operate not only in supernatural power, but we will walk into the greatness of things that God has given us. And every day, every hour, every second, God will give us a testimony, an unusual testimony. The sounds of celebration will be in our houses. The sounds of celebration shall be in the streets. The sound of jubilee will fill the air, and my people will be set free. Divine health, establishment, appointment, divine joy, resources, riches, and success. Thank you. Supernatural soundness of the mind. God is going to give his people's mind back together. Soundness of minds and children, all ages, soundness of mind, soundness of mind. I will draw them back to me. God will grade, give us our grade for the life that we will live. And our grade, and people will see it, and they will be glorified. They will want to run to our Lord. They would ask us who is our Savior. They would be seeking him, those who didn't want to seek him before, because open doors would come, and they would see the glory of God in us, in our lives, in our prayer life will change. Our prayer life will increase. Our prayer, watch and see what God is going to do. Watch day and night. Seek his face. Watch, 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 watch. God is going to do this because God told me he was going to do this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Glory, 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 glory. We bless his name. We glorify him. For he is worthy. He's so worthy. He is so worthy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is so worthy.
Oh, yes.
Nothing that we deserve. But because he's so merciful to us,
yes.
He's just worthy of the praise. And because I'm recording this, I need to let those that are listening and those that are here know, okay, you need to get in touch with Pastor Kimberly Curry Robinson. You can email her at d4real777@yahoo.com. d4real777@yahoo.com, and I will put that information. I'll say it again. D4real.
Okay.
I had to think about that one.
Yeah.
777@yahoo.com. We blessed her for the word of last night.
Yeah.
Father, I come before you, Lord God, and humble. As humble as I know, Lord God, I must take him into the oath. Asking you, God, into the boat, say, shake him into the oath, the boat, say, she come about, the real she, Hamas under the boat. God has given you thanks, Lord God, God, that you found something in me worth saving, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you would use me, Lord God, God, to speak what you want your people to hear on this morning, Lord God. I give you thanks and I give you praise, Lord God, and I ask that you would prepare our hearts, Lord God, to receive that which you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's so like God to give me something in advance, and then turn around and say, look, I changed my mind. And so last night when I was looking for my Bible that was locked in the room, God spoke to me all night long, just changing things around. And what he said to me was, America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, a wealthy nation, but a rebellious nation.
Amen.
A nation where God is pouring out signs to us,
mm-hmm.
but we turn a blind eye.
Mm-hmm.
We turn a deaf ear.
Mm-hmm.
But he's here to say, it is not too late to turn back to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord God. And see, the thing about it is the nation is a reflection of the church. Because the church is a mess. Let us keep this thing real.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have allowed wrong to be right, right to be wrong.
Yeah.
Leaders have turned a deaf ear because the money's coming in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to accept the money, and I'm just going to forget about your sin.
Oh.
I'm going to let you do what you want to do because, see, you making me feel good. You ain't lifting up God, but you're lifting up me. And I'm feeling good in my soul. So I'm going to turn that deaf ear, that blind eye. I'm going to turn that deaf ear. I'm going to let you do what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the church, the world, it's like, how is it different?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, again, why should I be saved?
Mm-hmm.
Why should I give my life to a God that you don't even believe in, a God that you don't even fear,
Jesus.
A God that you don't respect,
mm-hmm.
and you want me to do what?
Mm-hmm.
But God is saying, this is why I'm calling the assembly. And it's not just me that he's speaking to, because he's speaking to other people as well. But will you be the one to be obedient to him and do what he's telling you to do? Are you willing to die so that everybody else will live? What am I saying? You got to die yourself. You got to die and be obedient to God. You got to separate yourself from others and walk with Christ.
Amen.
So for those religious people that got to have a title, that feel like, you know, you got to have a topic, and then you can move forward. Okay, God got you satisfied. Not that it's anybody here or anybody listening.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
How long were you hawking between two?
That's good.
How can two walk together unless they agree. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So before we talk about the world, let's just talk about the church.
Amen.
Let's just keep this thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 4 and 11 talks about how God wants the church to be, because if the church is not in order, how do you expect the world to be in order?
Exactly.
Because this country was founded on the word. I don't care what anybody else says. The forefathers founded this nation, the United States, on the word. And if you notice, little by little, you take a little out, it's okay. The church ain't praying anyway. But you know, because money coming in.
That's right. That's right.
And so they ain't going to work. They get what they want.
That's right. That's right.
So, but Ephesians tells us, I'm giving you five offices.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on. For the perfecting of the church.
Yes.
Because when the church is together, then the world can come in.
That's right.
When the church knows who they are.
That's right.
Who they serve it,
yes.
Then the world will see there is a difference.
Yes.
They're not backstabbing in the church.
No.
They're not gossiping in the church.
Right.
They're not stealing in the church.
Right.
They're not lying in the church.
Yes.
They're not fornicating in the church.
Yeah.
You know, the church is doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the church is the right thing to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Because Ezekiel said, both leaders doing their thing. In the daytime, he's up and holy, and he's up and much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got the little call around there.
Uh-huh.
Just to let people know we're supposed to be leaders.
Uh-huh.
A little chokehold.
Right.
Then we got to have the cross. Just in case you can't see the collar, let me put the long collar on, the little cross, the long cross. You know, see, I'm a Christian. Oh, don't forget to fish on the car. You know, weaving in out of traffic, giving them the finger, not thumbs up. But you know what? We say we Christians. But Ephesians say, look, five offices. So that this church can get back and forth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just going to give it a little highlight.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the apostle.
Because
that seems to be like what everybody wants to be these days. The Bible says he sent the apostles to set the church in order.
Right.
See, these people supposed to know the word.
Right.
They're supposed to have a close relationship with God.
Uh-huh.
They should have study the word so much
that's right.
I can look at you and see the word radiating on the outside.
Right.
See, they know the word. They know the law.
Yeah.
They know the precepts. They're walking worthy of the call.
That's right.
Don't leave out. You're supposed to get a bunch of church underneath you so that they can send you money and then you won't have to work?
Did
I miss that one?
Or
I guess it's somewhere in the Bible, but I just missed that. You know, no more. You can't hold an office because you're not praying. You're not saved. You're not filled with the Holy Ghost.
Just make sure you send that $500.
That's right. It's okay.
Uh-huh.
It's okay. Because everybody now is an apostle.
Yeah.
Oh, did I not say chief? But see, I was under the impression that the only chief apostle was the one up here. Did I miss it? So somebody please point it out to me in the word where it says, a man on earth is the chief apostle. Let's just keep this thing real. Let's go back to the scripture because this is what God has required.
Right.
He wants us to go back to the basics and follow the word.
Yes.
But you know, if you don't want to do the apostle thing, you know, you may as well go on down to the prophet. You know, those are the ones who are supposed to be the mouthpiece of Christ.
That's right.
They're supposed to speak what God is telling them people to make sure, like, if the apostle ain't doing the right thing, because the apostle
and the prophecy work
together.
You know, but I forgot the apostles and the prophets all the same, but that's a whole other story. But we work in close together. And see, if the apostle missed it, the prophet should be able to say, thus says the Lord.
$25
and I'll grill it if you work. $100, I'll get the Ouija board out and I'll really tell you what you want to hear. But then, prophets don't lie. The true ones. You just get in my flesh from that. What you say? What do you want to know? Sure, God gonna bless you. But isn't that in the Bible? Deuteronomy 28 says, if I do these things, I'm gonna be blessed. But if I don't do these things, I'm gonna be cursed. So what am I saying, you know? But then I also know if I need a word, I can open the Bible. And there are lots of promises there for me. But that's a whole other story. Then I got the pastor. Because there was a time where everybody wanted to be a pastor. See, I don't like what my pastor says, so I'm going to leave the church and start my own church. They telling me right. And I don't want to live like that. I'm going to start my own church. Right in the kitchen. I'm going to sound good. I'm going to chuck. I'm going to hoop and holler. I'm going to be so charismatic to draw the people in. But I'm not saying anything because I'm out of order. The Bible tells me that the pastor is to shepherd. The pastor is to guide the person, the people. The pastor is to nourish and encourage over a congregation. Not you pay me, and I'll do what you want me to do. Can't go to the hospital. No, can't pray for the sick now. Because, see, that's the day off. See, I thought a pastor was on duty 24/7, but then I could be wrong. You know, oh, no, what kind of house you live in?
Nah.
You don't pay enough time. I'm not going to do the job. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put you down. I'm going to put you in bondage. Oh, yeah, get it with your face. So finally, the Bible says that. Yeah, can't we again? But the one thing I have found is that the Holy Ghost will convict me. If I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm not dressed right. Guess what? It will convict me. Especially when I don't participate in the chicken dinner and the French fries. Or the pea rally and the shoe rally. Because I got to raise money for the building that we don't have. Because I'm out of order, because God didn't call me to be a pastor. But you know, let's just move on and go down to the evangelist. Because at one point, everybody was being an evangelist. When Billy Graham came along, oh boy, everybody wanted to go spread the good news. Because see, that's what the evangelists did. And that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to go out and compel them to come in. Not to say, I'm not picking on you, Mom, but you just seem to be good news. You're going to hell. Not telling them God loves you in spite of. Just say the word, I'm praying for you. God loves you. Let's talk about the people that God cleans up. Because the Bible says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Not saying, you said you're going to hell. Because then we all sin. Oh, I forgot. There are some people who came out the womb, saved, sanctified, speaking in tongues. Forgot about those people. That's a whole other story. But then, why should we go out and compel them to come in when the church out of line? I shared this with thank you. Out of my charity coming up here. I told you there was a time when
people feared God so much, even the sinners. And I remember going to the prayer meeting with my great-grandmother. Didn't want to be there, but respected her enough to just sit there while they beat, sing, and pray. I noticed the sinners. When the church was in, you can see them on the corner, but you don't see the beer. You don't see the liquor. You don't see the cigarette because they respected God that much. They feared him. And even when the people, the old people, used to get out there and say, God loves you, come to church with me.
Even though they never came,
And those are the same ones in church now. Because telling people to come in. See, evangelists going to hear them love. They're going to take the sin, they're going to say it in love, and they're going to be directed by
God. That's right.
Oh, God, good teacher. Come on. The teacher. Yeah, I think the scripture means this. It says that if you just sit in front of your pastor, if you're sitting around with your wife, and your eye is up to you see somebody with a 24, 36, 24 figure, or a man that's really buff. Let's go ahead and marry that person. But I got my own doctrine. But see, the Bible says the teacher is to know the word, should have that wisdom from on high. Breaking it down so that even a little child would be able to understand. Nobody wanna be a teacher these days because see, we got our own agenda. We got no hidden agenda. You know, we want to look holy. We got that form of godliness. And we don't have a God in us. That's right. And we wonder why the world look at us saying too. And I heard pastors say last night, effective, fervent, righteous prayer will move things. And we wonder why the church has no power. Where we don't have the offices in place.
That's it. That's good.
Oh, I forgot. You could be one person and have all five. What was I thinking? The offices are not in position, and the church can't function. And that's just the bottom line. When the church lines up with the word of God, then guess what? The world will come in. God is commanding us, get in your position. Find out who you're supposed to be. And stay in your lane. Why are you talking between two opinions? Oh, Sunday, I'm shouting. Monday, I'm raising kings.
That's right.
Oh, but God, Father, Son, Tuesday night, praise the Lord, everybody. Wednesday night, I'm comforting somebody else.
My God.
I'm okay, so Sunday will run. I can do whatever I want to do. I could drink, but there's nobody going to know. Because I do it at night when the sun goes down. But then Ezekiel says, God revealed.
That's right.
But nobody knows what I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why God is having earthquakes and mudslides and the weather just going all crazy. But nobody paid attention. We got our own agenda. We got hidden agendas. Because, see, I got to make my ministry great. I got to get my name out there. Forget about God's agenda. I've got my own. We're not even you know, we can't figure out, well, if I'm an evangelist, then no, I'm going to be that thing. I'm going to be a prophet. Prophet making money.
My God.
But my calling is an evangelist. True prophet make no money. The false one.
Come on.
Let's just be real about that. I have a prayer partner. I don't talk to her that often, but we're so connected in the spirit that if something's going on with me or my family, vice versa, she'll pick up the call, pick up the telephone if the Lord says so, and call me and say, let's pray. And when I get that call from her, I always say, we laugh about it, but I am so serious. We laugh, and I said, excuse me, why are you calling me? Pray no fool. hold up, let me start repenting.
Uh-huh.
Because, see, a real prophet will expose you, not to embarrass you, but God loves you so much that he wants you to get right up, has mercy, giving you one more chance to get it together.
Right.
Not just to think, girl, let me tell you about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You and think. Mm-hmm. And to spill the beans with no love. God wants to know how long are you going to hearken to please to appease. I hear those we used to sing a song when I was in the choir. What's the matter with Jesus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what's the matter with Jesus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's upset today.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking around.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, where is my people? Second Chronicles 7 and 14
Come
says,
on.
If. Notice how he starts it off. If.
Yeah. Right.
Are you my people? Your heart didn't turn. There wasn't any purging. Mm-hmm. You shook, you fell down, you got up, spoke in tongues, and you're still the same man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the power.
I'm
a Christian, I'm an apostle. Mm-hmm. But I got 30 million medication. I'm with you. Just to be in the crowd.
Come on.
I don't care if you call me Sinner Jesus.
That's right.
Come on, that's right.
Because,
see,
that's
where I'm at, anywhere I go, I say, Lord, let my light so shine that men be drawn unto you.
That's
I don't
right.
have to tell anybody. I say
right.
it and should
right.
be in my word.
Right.
And
yes.
should be in what I say.
Right.
So it should be the way I speak.
That's
right.
Every
that's
day.
Right.
And the thing that God did, he prophesied to me for me. And I'm just praising God, worshiping him, and he said, and he will preach my words. I said, the devil is a liar. I love you. I thought it was, because that was not my desire.
Right.
I wanted to be team number three, the bench warmer. But the Lord said, no, you can't preach my words. And he worked in my heart. And what he said to me, he says, you hold the office of a prophet, but your position is that of a pastor. So you got to know without a shadow of a doubt what God is saying to you.
That's
because
right.
If you're listening to man and you let man validate you, I forgot you got to have that little paper.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That they take away when they get sick and tired of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that thing called?
Mm-hmm. Life.
Yeah. No, you don't belong in the church. No, we're going to keep you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though God says you're the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to take your life with it.
Mm-hmm.
You better know who God is calling you
right.
And mm-hmm. what you need to do and be about his business.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep your eyes on God.
Yeah,
man will disappoint you. You may think you know that person, but I'm here to tell you, God knows the heart. And when he started taking people out of my life at first, I was like, well, God, why? I don't see nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
But he said, well, you're going, they can't go.
There you go.
I said, God, I don't understand. They believe, but
yes,
I don't believe.
Yes,
but he said, look, your faith level is here, and there is the same.
Wow. I didn't agree.
Wow. Because the Bible says, all you need is the faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can speak it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen people speak it, then they turn around and say, well, the Lord spoke and prayed to me because that's what I would do. And I'm just that crazy person because the word says, if I believe, I shall receive whatsoever I ask for free, as long as I'm lined up with him.
Yeah.
And so when I pray it,
that's
a done deal. Yeah. I don't go back. I just start praising him, knowing
that's
that the manifestation is coming.
That's right.
I'm just that crazy because I believe the word. I've seen the word live in me and work in me. And if he says his word is a lie,
mm-hmm.
I take him
at his word.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name. So I ask you, how long is the market between two of him? I have a song that God brought to my spirit, and the way he does sometimes, he'll maybe buy a CD just for one song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have this CD with just one song that I want you to just listen to the word. And after, if you want to be prayed for, pastor, Robinson, I will be more than happy to pray for you.
Thank you. Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The finance and place God. Number and we'll call you back, or leave your name and mailing address, and I'll send you a free book entitled Now What? What do you do after you ask Christ into your life? Somebody wrote me and said, Marcus, thank you for sending me that book. It was the biggest little book I've ever read. Or go to daystar.com and click on prayer. Put your name and address in there and say, I prayed that prayer. I'll change the book for you.
The power of
her, God, that will pour into her on a daily Thank you, God.